Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The idea that bigger is always more profitable isn't exactly the truth in some cases, according to UNL Ag Economics professor Tim Meyer. On today's Almanac, Tim discusses many issues with growth and bigger operations that lead to higher expenditures and lower profits. He begins the discussion with a definition of diseconomies of scale.
So it's the opposite of economies of scale, where expansion lowers our cost of production. We have diseconomies of scale, then the average cost per unit actually is going to rise, or our cash break even is going to be higher. The idea that getting bigger always leads to greater profits isn't ubiquitous. Like most things on the farm, it's usually more complicated. So it's a delicate balance of, you know, helping them realize their experience is valuable, but then showing them the nuances of how the production of farm products works. You know, an example would be a really small producer on this side of the state. You know, they might have half a section or 320 acres. You know, if they have a full equipment line and they're producing, if they had the opportunity to rent or buy a quarter section that was adjacent to them, they could spread those fixed costs out amongst obviously 50% more production. And that's going to lower their cost of production, and which will lead to a direct increase in profits.
Tim says bigger isn't always more profitable. He states in a lot of cases, certain costs increase like time, labor, management, and materials should be included in financial considerations.
A lot of it boils down to the limited time and effort that the manager has to make decisions. So, you know, they just can't be everywhere at all times. So what do you do if you can't be everywhere at all times? You have to hire employees. And when you start hiring more employees, the principal agent problem becomes real. So the idea is the employee making the decisions to maximize their own well-being, they might not want to work very hard. Are they taking care of equipment? Are they safe? Are they doing things that are going to, you know, keep them accident free? And so when you start having these discussions, the idea of an HR department becomes a reality. And that obviously is something that's going to add cost. You know, the management choices that you're making, even simple things on the physical production side become more difficult, like the logistics of planting and harvesting, crop management, you know, the opportunity to make mistakes becomes larger. There could even be the possibility that procuring enough inputs becomes an issue, or relying on specific vendors is now risky. You know, everything we've talked about costs money. And the input that will stay scarce for most family farms, no matter how big they get, is labor. And so, you know, looking at how does our revenue per person, sometimes our metrics are telling us the wrong thing. If revenue per person is getting really, really high, we say, well, we're using our labor very effectively, but it also could be saying that there's not enough labor to manage everything that's going on. If you're looking at decisions that used to be simple and they are no longer, I think that's a sign. If you're just overwhelmed with tactical decisions, you know, the day-to-day operations that, again, are not things that in isolation are huge issues, but if that is something that is becoming overwhelming in the day-to-day life of a farm manager, I think that that's a sign that things are getting pretty complex and could be cutting into profits. We have to be smart about how we're expanding, how we're utilizing the labor and the skills and the resources that we have, so that we can kind of maintain a sweet spot of the size of the operation.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.